This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, week 29, day two. It's crazy. March 13th, 2020 was our last day in studio. Just so long ago. And you're saying, you know, this spring, it would actually be so great if we had a vaccine in place and people could start to, you know, get back to some kind of normal. But in the meantime, you know, we're dealing with what we're dealing with. 60,000 people evacuated from Sonoma and Napa yesterday. And just, you know, one thing that was super disturbing was these, you know, major places are burning. There were various facilities, and some I had never been there, but it was like, it was called like Meadowlark or something, some huge winery slash, you know, hotel visitor center thing, something like Meadow something. And there were pictures of it everywhere. I'm like, look at it. It's like a huge, how could that? So it's, you know, it's happening. Mm-hmm. And the air is tinged again, and the ash is falling again, and you know, it's tough times. So let's talk about some happy things, and we'll try to get through it, all of us together. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Helpful links on there. We have the evacuation map and evacuation centers and large animal evacuation centers. Things of that nature. Make sure you follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll catch any helpful links, videos that we mention on air. Fun stuff's on there, too.
Also, cures coronavirus.
It does, yes. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, it's a certified cure for it. If you go there, you're all set.
Right.
That's... I feel like feel like most people are smart enough to know that's a joke, but you know, in case they're not, that is not true.
You
know,
bleach
drinkers, I don't want any trouble.
I'm on my fourth bottle of bleach, and that's what all I gotta do.
Turns out, man, God, this bleach is killing me.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Literally,
you dummy. I'm sorry. That was stupid.
No, that's, you know, there it is. I just, for the dummies out there, just so you know, we're kidding about the Facebook page.
Right.
And also bleach it's not safe.
Don't do that. That's for your whites. It's not for your tummy.
It is. Yep. Sure. All right. It's just all babies. It's babies. It's people who have had babies, people who are pregnant with babies, people who are home with their babies. It's all babies. Woo. Love that baby.
I could actually see right now being a good time, like if you're just starting your family building and you're trapped in the house, now could be a good time to start that process. Mm. But if we're not done with this when that baby comes out,
It is. It's a hard, you know, people think, oh, it'll be so great, we'll have a baby. And then you're like, oh my God. The amount of work and the no sleep was I thinking? You think we're kidding, but it's so much harder than you can even imagine.
Yeah.
In different ways than you think.
Go ahead, be a wise guy. You'll beat the system.
Yeah, I'm sure, right, it won't, your kid will be different, don't worry. The thing that will be different about your kid is you will actually love that kid and it will be interesting to you. You'll, but also kiss your life goodbye. Every parent's nodding right now. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, they have a 5-year-old named Silas. Mm-hmm. And it turns out they secretly welcomed a baby a couple months back. I don't know when this happened exactly, but it looks like Lance Bass, who, by the way, is a big podcaster now. You know, he's he does something called the Daily Popcast. And apparently he started it right before they went into quarantine. And he's saying it's the thing that saved his life because you know how that is. When you're not working, you need something to do. So this is right. His hobby. And apparently he's done like 250 episodes of this thing in the 180 days we've been off. So he's cranking these things out.
All right.
And he's psyched because people are, he's like, yeah, everyone I know is home. So I get great guests every day. Anyway, he was talking about this to Entertainment Tonight, about his new thing. And the little nugget that he had to share with them is that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel had another baby. He will not say the sex. He will not say when the baby was born. He will not say the name, obviously. But he said the baby is cute. Of course it's cute. It's Justin and Jessica, he said. So we do have some confirmation that they had a baby. There was a lot of speculation because there were a few pictures of her where, you know, from quarantine, where she's either sort of really, you know, obviously hiding her belly, and others where you could see kind of a, you know, yes, COVID weight is real, but is it that real? That seems super real. So
I can understand, especially, you know, miscarriages are real.
Absolutely.
Heartbreaking and obviously tragic, and to live that out in front of people would suck. And so why not just keep it to ourselves, not give people. And I, you know, what's funny is I think people who have some experience with the press and media and the way things work, they start to get that, and then they start to shut the hell up about things. 'Cause
it doesn't
realize,
take long. It really doesn't.
Right. You realize, oh my God, I gave that to them. I put that out there, and now it's become, it's hit the internet, and you search my name and up pops every dumb
thing
I've ever
said. The
one thing
that I should have never said out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And look, Justin has been famous since he was a little boy. So I'm sure he, and this is the perfect time to do it too. Nobody's seeing anyone anywhere. And if you wanted to leave your home and you were a star, it's the easiest. You've already got a mask covering most of your face. You put on some sunglasses, I don't know, a wig, and I'm sure there are celebrities moving among us and we don't even realize it because we're not leaving our houses either.
You know, I walked right by Michelle Pfeiffer in a department store in downtown San Francisco. And Christina was the one who said, "That's Michelle Pfeiffer." And I was like, "The lady in the sweatpants? No." And sure enough, she's like, "No, that's," and I turned around and went back. I'm like, "God damn it, that is Michelle Pfeiffer."
She must have loved that.
In sweatpants.
I'm sure that never happens. A guy's head pops out between two items of clothing. No, it is you. All right.
That is crazy. So, yeah, I mean, they are among us, and they can, frankly, just be normal people until, you know, the one person who's on it spots them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know. And nowadays, I'm sure that she would have said, "Oh, that lady's eyes look like Michelle Pfeiffer's," and thought,
"Right,
it can't be."
Right.
Anyway, congratulations, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They got baby number two, and that's all the info we have. Joaquin Phoenix had his baby. Well, is she his wife? I think she's just his partner.
Is it Rooney Mara?
It's Rooney Mara.
Yeah,
but I don't
yeah.
think that they've married.
His partner. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to say it says here longtime love. They had a little boy, and his name is River.
Oh, after his brother.
After his after Joaquin's late brother, who passed away in 93, 27 years ago.
Isn't yeah, you know what? I heard a lot about how talented River Phoenix was, but I've never seen his work.
Oh, have you not watched the movie Stand By Me? It's based on a Stephen King book called The Body.
I probably have then, but that would be the only thing.
He was little. He was very little in that. Yeah, he's freaking great in that. I don't think I've seen many other things of his, although his face has become so iconic. Like, it's, you know, it's super sad. A speedball? Is that what they say?
I don't remember, but he OD'd on the sidewalk out in front of, what, the Viper Room?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Joaquin Phoenix named his newborn son after his late brother, River Phoenix. So terribly sad, but also touching and lovely as well.
Right.
So there's that. And actually, he didn't reveal it. I guess that the guy who co-produced some movie with him, director Victor Kosakowski, revealed the baby news at the Zurich Film Festival over the weekend, which had to be a Zoom thing, right? A Q&A session following a screening of a movie called Gunda. Joaquin is an executive producer on the film. This guy's the director. He says, he just got the baby, by the way. The name was Beautiful Son, called River. So we cannot promote movie now.
Russian guy?
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, I figure Victor Kosakowski. I'm whipping out my Russian accent. Come on. Any chance I get. Gigi Hadid is a mom. She just had a boy. I'm sorry, it's a girl. She had a baby girl with her boyfriend, Zayn Malik, who is, of course, formerly of One Direction. Mm. She is 25. He's 27. This is their first child together.
Wow, they're young.
They are. They're very young. There's a really cute photo on Instagram. Zayn put it up, and it's his hand is covered in tattoos, and he's holding his little girl. She's grabbing him by the finger. It's very cute. And I do not see a name here. Our girl joined us Earthside this weekend. She's already changed our world. So in love. That's what Gigi wrote on hers, and it's her hand with, you know, they both did little hand mm-hmm. photos. Very cute. I'm looking to see if I can see a name, and I can't.
There's that picture you're talking about, Sarah.
Oh, isn't that cute? Yeah. She's got it. It's very sweet.
Good for them.
Hey, so Bryn.
Yes.
You know how you put up the second thing so that we could see you and whatever you were posting?
Mm-hmm.
We can't see you.
Did that on purpose because Vinny has four screens. Remember that?
Oh.
Just in case. So what do you see now, Vinny?
I just see I see the hand and the little baby fingers over his finger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
He doesn't see me, though.
No.
And now you see him?
Now I see you.
Okay, there we go.
A dark, shadowy room.
He's like a specter.
I adjusted
it. But your face is perfectly lit, actually.
I adjusted it just for that, yeah.
Yeah, you look good.
By the way, you guys, I'm 99% sure this is on Netflix, but I don't know. Lovecraft Country.
What now?
It's this show, and I had seen... can you look up what that's on?
Yeah.
It is... It's so good and so scary, and it's so... It's about
HBO Max.
Oh, it's on HBO. Okay, mm-hmm. So sorry. It's an HBO... So my 99 was... Of course I was wrong. It was 1% chance I could be. So I was. So this show...
Is this about the writer?
It's sort of about the writer. Like this... Not really. It's not really about him at all, but they call it where Lovecraft... Is H.P. Lovecraft? Is that the guy's name?
Yes.
It's where he worked and wrote. And so you go to this area and it's about Chicago, and it looks like maybe it's got to be like the late 1950s because the kid, the star of it, was in the Korean War. He's a black guy named Atticus. Tick is what they call him. And it's a huge, it's about racism. But then so you think it's about racism, and it is, obviously. There's some despicable displays of this until it's about monsters. And it is effed up. It's so good. We're about three episodes in. I think there's only six episodes in the season. Although, if it's HBO Max, maybe they're dropping them weekly. So maybe they've only dropped six so far, and there's going to be more. But man, is it good! It's like super creepy, but also you love the characters, and it's really good. I highly recommend it.
It's a book too, Sarah.
What's that?
It's a book.
Oh, it is? Lovecraft Country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, funny. Well, I might have to go back and read that.
Yeah, that's why I told you.
But it's so good. And the other thing I'm reading is that Three Body Problem. It's Chinese sci-fi that apparently is going to be made into a show as well. So I was like, oh, I better read that. That is... I'm almost done with the second book in this trilogy. It is astounding. Just the rethink on sci-fi in general I personally love it.
Tell me about reading, please.
I'm tearing through those books.
Where do you sit?
Where do I sit?
Yeah.
On the couch, usually.
On the couch.
On
the
couch.
House is
all
quiet.
Cozied up. The house is quiet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm near the kitchen, so I still have contact with the other people in my family. Because I have another place that I could read that, you know, is much more apart. But I like to be in the middle of the house. So I sit there, and I have my drink next to me and my little vape pen. And I have my feet up on the ottoman and with my pillow underneath my knees so that I'm just in the right position.
Oh,
and
God.
I sit and read on my Kindle.
Just quietly reading.
Oh, just, it's so nice, yeah. There are no 7-year-olds. There are no 2-year-olds. It's great. Once in a while, my one kid comes out of his room and I'm like, oh, my God, hi. And he's like, oh, hi, Mom. And he fills his water up and he goes back in his room. And then the other kid comes out and, what are you reading? And I tell him. And then he goes away too. Oh, so it's bliss.
Does sound really good. I'm extremely jealous. I told my kid, I've been telling my oldest kid stories for her whole life. And I tell these long, ridiculous, creative stories. And now they're just, it's like they're owed her. Oh, tell me a story. If any quiet moment. Oh, hey, can you tell me a story? Oh, crap, man.
Oh, man. What if I just sat here and read a story to myself and you left? What if that happened? I have a suggestion. All right, let me run through the rest of these babies real quick, because otherwise I'll never. Rose, Leslie, and Kit Harington, that's Ygritte and Jon Snow. They are expecting their first child together.
Good for them.
Game of Thrones, Hapford Julius Bjornsson, something along those lines. That's it's the mountain.
Oh.
The strongest man in the world, the one that Hooman's in love with. Yeah, Hooman's boy. Has welcomed a son, a healthy, strong, beautiful boy. And they show him next to, I guess it's his wife. Wife, Kelsey Henson. She looks like she's 4 feet tall, but that's only because he's 9 feet tall. So she's tiny. I'm picturing them and I'm like, so when they're doing it, she's basically on his nipple. Like, that is, she's so, so small. My guess is she's on top a lot, but that's just my guess, and I don't know why I'm saying that out loud. Chrissy Teigen has been hospitalized. She was on bed rest, and she is she's going into great detail about the difficulties that she's having during this pregnancy. So if you follow her on Instagram and on Twitter and wherever else she's posting this, she's bored in the hospital bored. And she's detailing it, gory detail. She's kind of known for that. The View's Meghan McCain gave birth to her first baby. That's John McCain's daughter. Her name is Liberty Sage McCain Dominic. I guess that's her last name. And Amanda Seyfried and Thomas Sadowski welcomed a son, too. They have a daughter. I think they have a 3-year-old daughter named Nina. And now they have... and I do not see the kid's name, but they have had a baby boy. And were there any other baby things? Well, one more baby thing on Family Guy, the season premiere is coming up. Stewie said his first word that anyone in the house could understand. He talks, Stewie, it's all cool whip.
Right.
He talks all the time, but only to Brian the dog, I guess. So now they're, and by the way, it's a swear. Because of course it is.
It needs to be. Of course it was.
Cool whip.
Cool whip? Cool whip, yeah. You mean cool whip? Yeah, cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it. Cool whip. You put cool whip on pie. Pie tastes better with cool whip.
Say whip. Whip. Now say cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Okay. Cool whip.
Cool whip.
You're eating hair.
That is, it does go on for quite some time. Cool whip.
That is funny. So that's just their little world. They can talk to each other, but nobody else. Yeah.
Oh, he's a brilliant madman.
Dude, my 2-year-old right now it's gotten worse. There's long sentences now, and none of it is, you can't understand. Gibberish. You can maybe get a word, and she'll just go on and on,
that
and then you'll hear a
phase.
Name in the middle of it all, right. Isla, and you realize she's telling on Isla. But this is
you just don't know what Isla's done. Punish her anyway, you know.
I just go, oh my God. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. There's just longer sentences of gibberish.
Well, she realizes now you're listening carefully to figure out what the hell she's talking about. And she's all, I'll just keep making sounds.
I had to break into my wife's office yesterday and she's working and I'm doing daycare. I walk in with the kid. I'm holding the kid's hand. I walk the kid in. I say, say that again. She says it. My wife goes, Lara bar. She wants to eat a Lara bar. And I'm like, all right, great. Bye.
Lara bar?
It's a little snack. They're super healthy little snack bars that
the kids actually like and ask for.
The kids like them. Yeah, they've become a staple. Anyway, I'm sorry I got into that too late. I've got a bunch of cool stuff coming up in the news, including a guy who made himself so frightening he lost his job after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.